We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To me, it's fatigue, whatever you want to say. But in this day and age, I think a lot of it's jealousy. That's just the way our society is now. When I first came into the league, the Steelers were winning in 1979, their fourth Super Bowl in 6 years. And I remember thinking, we will never see a run like this ever again in the NFL because we know how tough it is. They've been to 8 Super Bowls. It's incredible what they're doing. So instead of us being people being jealous and having fatigue, you should sit back and go, we are watching one of the greatest things in NFL history taking place. All this success, all these just constant years of great success, all the wins, they're not satisfied. They didn't get soft. You know, they didn't lose that discipline, consistency of going out there and wanting to be great. Usually after you have so much success, it makes you softer. You don't work as hard and then you lose it. They did not.
All right. That's Phil Sims from Inside the NFL. He was the MVP of Super Bowl 21 saying, hey, instead of hating on the Patriots, instead of feeling fatigue or jealousy, appreciate them for what they are. Show them some love. You know how hard this is to get to, what is it now, 8 Super Bowls? They'll probably be in a 9th someday. Basically glorifying the greatness of Belichick and Brady. Ron, if they win this game, if New England wins, they match the Steelers with 6 Super Bowls. So my question is, does 6 equal 6 in your mind?
Sure, it does. I mean, 6 is 6. It's a great accomplishment by both of those teams. 3 and 4 years, again, is just remarkable if New England pulls this off. I don't know if they will. I tend to think that they will. To me, that makes them the greatest dynasty in NFL history.
How about greatest franchise in the post merger or in the Super Bowl era?
Well, I mean, I guess if you depend, you judge it on Super Bowl wins. I mean, now you got to go back to, there was football played before the Super Bowl started, and there was franchise. Cleveland had incredible success back then. I think that Otto Graham go to 10 championship games in a row, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just talking about the Super Bowl era.
They would have to
be considered that way if you base it on championships, they and the Steelers, and they will have done it in a much shorter period of time.
Would you be more impressed?
I'm not saying it's the greatest team because I like the Steelers of the 70s as an overall team, but if you're talking about a dynasty, I think it's the greatest.
How about just franchise accomplishments, Steelers versus Patriots? Are they equal now?
Again, six will say they are if they win. Again, it depends on what happens Sunday, but
I just don't think it's that black and white for fans, not only here, but pretty much
here,
everywhere.
For sure it isn't. No one's ever going to want to admit the Patriots were better than the Steelers of the 70s. But
I think you can make that case.
Of course you can. But again, I like those Steeler teams. I think they would beat these Patriot teams now, but we'll never know, will we? It's different style of play. And all those Hall of Famers on the Steelers team, I don't think you're going to have that many Hall of Famers from the Patriots team.
What the Patriots have been able to do better than those 70s Steelers is sustained success.
And it's a different period. There's free agency here now. There wasn't then. The Steelers, to their credit, everlasting credit to Noel and Dan Rooney and Art Rooney Jr., built a dynasty, and they were able to keep it together because it was no free agency. I mean, they wouldn't have been able to keep all those guys. They wouldn't have been able to keep Lambert and Ham and Blount and Joe Green and all those guys if there was free agency. But they built it to their credit and kept it together. Now there's free agency. You can't keep teams together like that, which to me is just as remarkable because, you have to rebuild all the time. But the other side of that is your opponents also have to rebuild. The Steelers just did the draft better than anybody back in the 70s.
Well, that's why I think if New England, on its face value of what they've been able to do here, they haven't suffered a losing season since the year 2000. What's their run of double-digit seasons now? It goes back to 2002 is the last time they failed to win 10 games or more. And they've done it in a time period, in an era where they've had to turn their roster over and over and over again. They've had to turn their coaches over. There's only two consistent elements here. There's the head coach, Bill Belichick, and the great quarterback, Tom Brady.
Right.
So if
those might be the two key positions.
So here's my point. If you can get past the cheating, if you can somehow ignore that or block that out, what the Patriots will have done with a win on Sunday, I believe will have surpassed what Pittsburgh has been able to do. But in order to believe that, you have to either reconcile or feel like the cheating scandals are really not that big of a blotch or abstain on what they've been able to do. Because I think it is harder to win in the salary cap era than it was pre-salary cap era. It started in 1994, right? The only team that has won back-to-back titles since the salary cap was instituted is New England. Before that, you've got a bunch of teams. Green Bay won back-to-back years. Pittsburgh did it twice. Miami won back-to-back years. Dallas won back-to-back years. San Francisco won back-to-back years. It was easier to build dynastic teams back then.
If you built the team. Again, everybody else had the same opportunity pre-salary cap, pre-free agency, right? The teams that did it best were the teams that won because they got the best players and were able to keep it together. Now you have to continually rebuild, but so does your competition. So it's kind of hard to compare, I think, from that standpoint. You play by the rules of the game. They were different in the 70s, 80s than they are now. So it's not that the winning team gets penalized because it loses its good players. All teams can lose their good
players. I'm more impressed when the system is designed to create equality or parity and you're able to break that.
Well, the system back then, you know, with the draft, the worst teams it's always been designed to create parity. And if you did a better job with the draft, you got rewarded.
Well,
and the Steelers did.
I don't know if I agree with that. Because in San Francisco, if they had an owner that wanted to spend and spend and spend and spend and spend, he could. You know, if DeBartolo wanted to bring in Deion Sanders and Rod Woodson
and Ricky
Waters.
There was no free agency to bring those guys in. The owners controlled the players back in the 70s.
I hear your point. I mean, there was only a brief amount of time where there was no salary cap and there was free agency. So I hear you on that. Just to make a parallel to another sport or a comparison to another sport, I'm more impressed when the Penguins are able to do it in back-to-back years than I am a team 30 or 40 years ago.
Well, again, those teams did it better than their competition back then. It's just a different way.
So you will feel like the Patriots have matched the Steelers.
I will think they've matched the accomplishments of the greatest franchises in sports and in the football. Not just the Steelers, the Packers, the Cowboys, the 49ers, absolutely. They would be number one on my list.
Well, and the one thing I'll say,
to do it twice would be three times in 4 years twice.
And to add to that, they're going to go down here as the team of two straight decades, right? I mean, they were the first
3
10,
out of 4 early on in the 2000s.
Right, and now they're going to do it. It's 2018. They're going to
If they win, they're going to go
3 out of 4 again.
Right, if they win.
And so, you know, the Steelers own the 70s, the 49ers own the 80s, the Cowboys own the 90s. Now here's come a team that is going to own two decades of football.
That is correct.
And so when we're discussing this Super Bowl, I think this is
a big reason why Steeler fans don't want to see them win.
Yes.
I mean, I think much of the country has got fatigued by New England victories and would like to see Philadelphia win.
But
I think especially here, because now the numbers are tangible, be six Super Bowls versus six Super
For
Bowls.
8 years, the Steelers have been able to say, we've got more Super Bowls than you, to everybody.
To everybody.
Now, there was a 12-year
period in there when the 49ers
and
had
Cowboys.
A chance, and everybody was around here was against
them. Oh, okay, I get what you're saying. You're talking about 5 years ago when the 49ers could
had
have matched them.
A chance to get six.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody was thrilled that Baltimore won that, even though it was Baltimore.
And it's kind of the same scenario now. Where it's like, yeah, we think Philly sucks and it's filthy and we don't like their fans, but heck, I'd rather high-five them and celebrate with them than I would the Patriots. Because I do think that fans here cherish, it is their ultimate badge of honor that they have more Super Bowl titles than any other team. And I think that goes away with the Patriots win on Sunday. But I think you talk to people here that will still tell you, even if New England ties them, the tiebreaker for Steelers fans will be, well, we did it the right way and they did it the wrong way. We've got six legitimate titles. There's no asterisk mark next to what we did in the 70s or the 05 team or the 08 team. And the Patriots, I just don't know how much is real, how much is legitimate, how much is illegitimate, how much did they benefit the first three times from Spygate, how much did Deflategate help them? Are they doing something now that we don't know about that's helping them win? But you say 6-6. To be honest with you, I say the same thing. And I am somebody that believes that they got an advantage from Spygate, but I'm also so impressed that they've been able to do it in the salary cap era.
Just maintain it and keep on rolling.
Exactly. That if they do it, to me, they're even. I'm not going to say, yeah, but, or well, this or that. If the Patriots win on Sunday, their six championships will equal the Steelers' championships with no caveat or qualifier necessary for me and for you. But how about you, Pittsburgh? Let's talk about the Patriots winning a sixth title, and if you feel like a sixth ring for New England would match Pittsburgh, 412-928-9370, how much that will affect who you root for, who you want to win on Sunday. If you think the Patriots as a franchise equal or match the Steelers with a Super Bowl win on Sunday, 412-928-9370. For a while here, the Steelers have been able to boast that they're the best franchise in football. But that will change on Sunday if New England wins. In my mind, how about yours? 412-928-9370. You'll hear a couple of other former MVPs and future Hall of Famers on this issue this hour. Your calls, too, at 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.